Pelham Town Council approved its 2025 capital budget during a marathon, 4.5-hour meeting Wednesday, but other items were on the docket as well. One of them saw members elect Ward 2 Councillor Brian Eckhart to the position of deputy mayor by a 4-3 vote in a secret ballot. Ward 2's other councillor, John Wink, who has served as deputy mayor for the past 2 years, apparently chose not to run again, as only Eckhart and Ward 1's Wayne Olson either put forward their names or were nominated for the role. Eckhart cited his excellent public speaking skills, among other things, before edging out Olson in the vote. Eckhart was nominated by Ward 3's Shelley Nisnik, while Olson received nomination support from Ward 3's Bob Hildebrandt. Eckhart will take on the role of deputy mayor for 2 years beginning January 29. Wink, attending Wednesday's meeting remotely and clearly sounding under the weather, jokingly asked Mayor Marvin Junkin if he would receive a retirement party. "Yes, but you will have to fund it," Junkin replied. While the capital budget was approved despite councillors going line by line on some items and red circling others, such as batting cage lighting at Centennial Park, a more contentious issue arose over council's passage of revised development charges. Controversial local developer Stephen Kaiser appeared remotely and took the town to task for what many in the building industry across Ontario say are excessive municipal levies that reduce home affordability. "It baffles me that all levels of government continue to comment and ask why housing is no longer affordable when they in fact are holding the smoking gun," Kaiser said, before blasting Pelham directly. As recently as 2018, the development charge for a single-family home was $17,750. "Today you are proposing to almost double that amount," he said. Kaiser was followed by Niagara Home Builders Association CEO Chuck McShane, who didn't mince words either, prefacing his remarks by telling council members not to take the comments personally. McShane said new home buyers shouldn't be burdened for a municipality's new infrastructure costs, and said that answers provided to him by the town were nothing but insulting and evasive. Junkin then interrupted McShane to point out that he had previously sat with the mayor and staff to go over line items on how development charges are applied and spent. McShane replied that there appeared to be no detailed explanation or consistency with the figures. "We know that we have to pay DC charges, but we can't foot the bill for the town of Pelham," he summarized. Kaiser and McShane's position is no longer a complaint limited to developers. Economist Mike Moffat, a housing expert who has built a large social media following writing about Canada's continuing housing crisis, pointed out this week that development charges in the city of Toronto have increased 6,000% over the last 25 years. Other culprits apply, however. A developer in Niagara must pay fees to both the municipality and the region, effectively doubling their bill. And Pelham Treasurer Teresa Quinlan said that inflation has continued to play a part in spiraling costs, saying that all public works projects have gone up significantly in price, work that the development charges are meant to pay for, roads, water lines, sewer lines, required by new developments, shifting these costs to the developers and buyers of new homes rather than putting them on the backs of taxpayers already living in a municipality. It's also unclear how even a $35,000 development charge genuinely makes a meaningful impact on the affordability of a million-dollar home, given that this represents only 3.5% of the sales price. By contrast, total real estate sales commissions are typically 5% of the sales price. Capital budget increase for 2025 Council approved a 4.84% increase in next year's capital budget, which includes a needed contribution to reserves that were essentially depleted by the East Fonthill development spree undertaken by the previous mayor and his councils starting a decade ago. In 2025, Pelham is contributing 2% to its reserves, meaning that 2.84% is for the municipal corporation and its operations. "The 2% is effectively voluntary savings," said Pelham SAU David Cribbs in response to a Pelham Today comment request. "That is generally not the case for our neighbors," added Cribbs, referring to other Niagara municipalities. He noted that Welland's 2025 bump is 3.95%, Port Colborne's is 6.45%, Fort Erie is at a proposed 5.16%, and Niagara Region has passed an 8.27% increase for next year. Niagara-on-the-Lake is currently talking about a whopping 14.4% increase, which is still in draft. Arches Saga Councillor Bob Hildebrandt voiced concern about the structural integrity of the Fonthill Arches following last month's surprise closure due to stability issues. While the designer and engineer of the structure replaced two bolts which had shorn off due to wind or wear, Hildebrandt, a former engineer, said all bolts might need to be replaced. Public Works Director Jason Marr assured council the arches are safe in their current condition, but said that a staff report on the structure would be coming early in the new year, which may include the recommendation to replace all bolts. He added that the arches should be inspected twice a year. Olson joined Hildebrandt in questioning the situation. Our bigger concern is we don't know what the root cause of the November incident was, he said. As Pelham Today reported late last month, not all observers are convinced that wind alone was the culprit. Additional council news provided by the town. Watson & Associates, Recreation User Fee Review. Council received a presentation from Sean Michael Stephen of Watson & Associates Economists Limited regarding a user fee review for parks and recreation in Pelham. Fees are typically set to recover less than full costs, and costs that are not funded by the user fees are then supported by the municipal tax levy. A full review and comparison to other municipalities and the rates for both resident and non-resident fees were highlighted. 2025 User Fee and Charges Report. Council received report number 2025-0275-2025 User Fees and Charges Report and approved the amended user fees and charges. Council directed staff to prepare and present the amended 2025 user fees and charges by law for consideration at the next regular meeting of council. Pelham Summerfest Council received a presentation from Pelham Summerfest Working Group Chair B. Clark. Pelham Summerfest received for the eighth time a Festivals and Events Ontario Award. Pelham Summerfest had record crowds in 2024 with exceptional weather over all 4 days, with the opener on Thursday, Friday Country Night, Saturday Street Festival, and Sunday in Peace Park. New for the 2024 event was the Pelham Street Games, which had oversized games that were sponsored by local businesses. Ontario Cultural Attractions Fund, through a grant, supported the increased elements at the event and the redevelopment of the Pelham Summerfest website. The 2025 Pelham Summerfest will take place July 17 to 20. www.pelhamsummerfest.ca. Lincoln Pelham Public Library Fonthill Branch Renovations. Council received report 2024-0283 Fonthill Branch Library Renovation for information and requested to defer the decision of the Fonthill Branch Library Renovation. Council further directed town staff to consult with the Lincoln Pelham Public Library Board for a more thorough understanding of priorities and requests at various price points and return to council with a follow-up report. Town of Pelham Community Mural. Council receive report #2024-0247 Ontario Arts Council Mural Report, for information. In June 2024, the Town of Pelham was successful in securing funding from the Ontario Arts Council to support the development of a heritage-themed collaborative art project. Multiple opportunities throughout the Christmas in Pelham events will be provided for residents to participate in the mural painting process through the paint-by-number panels. This heritage, agriculture-themed mural project offers a unique opportunity for the residents of Pelham to engage in the creation of public art that reflects the community's history and values. Town staff have selected the north-facing exterior wall of the municipal building at 20 Pelham Town Square in Fonthill as the site for the mural installation. www.pelham.ca/muralpainting. Administrative Penalty by Law. 2024 Schedule. A. Update. Council received report #2024-0277 Administrative Penalty by Law 2024 Schedule. A. Update, for information and approved the proposed updated schedule. A. To by Law number 68-2023. Being the administrative penalty process by law for non-parking bylaws. Council directed staff to prepare a bylaw to amend bylaw number 68-2023 to be finalized and presented to council for consideration at the next regular meeting of council. Emergency Pelham Street sanitary spot repairs between Churchill and Highway 20 East. Council received report #2024-0272 Pelham Street sanitary spot repairs between Church Hill and Highway 20 East, for information and approved an estimated budget of $100,000 funded from the wastewater reserve to complete the emergency repairs sanitary spot repairs between Church Hill and Highway 20 East project. Council approved the immediate procurement of goods and services for the emergency repair. With files by Dave Burkett.